It's refreshing to meet high-profile leaders who understand the dangers associated with power. They refuse to see themselves as invincible because even good men and women are tempted. And one poor decision, one little compromise, can sabotage a leader's influence forever. Today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll continues a message introduced on Friday's program. We're looking at a fascinating Old Testament man who demonstrated remarkable character and resolve, even when threatened by personal danger. Chuck is teaching from the book of Daniel. He titled today's message, Modeling Integrity. And we begin with prayer.
We pause on this special day, our Father, to give you thanks for making things well within our souls, even though we live in troubled times, where there are tragedies that break our hearts, there are scenes that boggle our minds, and there are situations that we simply cannot fathom. Nevertheless, through Christ, it can be well within our souls. Father, we do thank you for the privilege of knowing the truth. And in knowing the truth, of finding the benefit of that knowledge with an inner peace and a lasting joy and the presence of your Spirit that will never be lifted from us. Thank you for the hope that this brings. And on this day when we acknowledge those who have died for our freedom, we pause to acknowledge the one and only Savior of the world who has died for our sins, even Christ. I pray for those who have never trusted in him that they will do so this day before it is past, that they might know the joy of sins forgiven and the blessing and promise of eternal life. Thank you that in that knowledge of Christ, we can have the sort of peace and relief that comes. And as we have this peace, we respond with gratitude and generosity with our gifts now. In the name of Christ, our Master, we pray. And everyone said, Amen.
You're listening to Insight for Living. To search the scriptures with Chuck Swindoll, be sure to download his newly formatted Searching the Scriptures studies by going to insightworld.org/studies. And now the message on modeling integrity.
There are some scriptural statements that reveal the benefits of integrity. Look quickly, will you? Mainly in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9. People with integrity walk safely, but those who follow crooked paths will slip and fall, says this version of the Bible. Proverbs 11, 3. Another word for integrity, honesty guides good people, dishonesty destroys treacherous people. We were reared by people of the greatest generation. There was a generation back then that didn't look for handouts, didn't expect applause, didn't do what they would do so that they might make more money or get credit. They did it because it was right. And as a result, you were led to do what was right, which was spelled out very clearly in the Ten Commandments and in other documents, as well as the unwritten documents that marked our lives. Integrity was drilled into my thinking so that I determined before I became a young man, I would stand alone for what I believed to be true. One more thing, and I'll go on since this really is not about me at all. I would no more be standing here today if it hadn't been for that training than the man in the moon. You would not have wanted me to serve as your pastor because of the things in my life I would be ashamed of. There certainly have been things that I have been disappointed in, certainly wrongs that I have done. In fact, I remember one from last week that still embarrasses me, but that's none of your business. I've dealt with it. Being a person of integrity does not mean perfection, it means authenticity. And when you do wrong, you admit it and you completely address it and you seek forgiveness and you go on saying, by the grace of God, I won't do that again. It's a matter of authenticity, not perfection. So don't let yourself get talked out of it because that man up there is talking about being perfect and I'm not perfect. I am not talking about that. That's one of the lies of this culture. Because nobody can be perfect, don't even try to be a person of integrity. Because you can't. And so we bring up heroes, and the first thing people do is shoot at the heroes to knock them down to size to prove they're only human. We know they're human. We know that. But how much we need heroes. How greatly we need mentors to look up to. Knowing they won't lie to us. Knowing they won't steal from us. Knowing they won't cheat. Knowing they won't leave an impression that's false when in fact it is not true of them. We are now living in a generation where the children do not know right from wrong, where there can be even acts of violence committed without conscience, where people can walk into a schoolroom with a large loaded weapon and just randomly begin to shoot down children. I cannot fathom that kind of thing. But it comes because in this generation there has been a loss of integrity. And I say that with deep passion. My prayer for you and for me and for us as parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, is that we will spend our days investing our lives in imparting this great character quality that is so lacking. It is not found in the schools. It is not found in the public square. It is not found in corporate headquarters. It is not found in the government. It is not found in many, many homes. Dare I say, most homes, and I say that with a heavy heart. And because of that, our nation is far weaker than we have ever been before in our history. Integrity is one of those qualities that we must revive. And it isn't done in a group. It isn't done by a large congregation. It is done individually, one by one, family by family, every mom, every dad, every sibling, every family along the way begins to get the message and ultimately pays the price for walking in integrity, and it is a price. Because wrong will forever be on the throne and truth will forever be on the scaffold. So said James Russell Lowell, truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne, until Christ comes and sets up his throne over us. I wish I could tell you that in religious circles there is a great prevalence of integrity. There is not. There is not. And there certainly would be more than would be found where there is no faith whatever. But we are a long ways from the kind of integrity we see in the life of this man in front of us in Daniel's story, chapter 6. Now, I love the fact that there are a few people in the Bible for whom there is no recorded sin. Doesn't mean they didn't sin. It means that the sin that they committed was not so heinous that it needed to be stated in the scriptures. Daniel's one of those people. You'll look in vain to find a recorded sin in his life. He committed them, I repeat again and again, but there is no recorded moment when he failed. So here's a man we can really look up to, a man of integrity. His name is Daniel. He's lived about 8 decades. His reputation by the time we meet him is enviable. He's lived through one regime after another that has been corrupt all the way to the top. Not once has he compromised his integrity. Not once has he fallen in line with the majority. He, even as a teenager, wouldn't change his diet. And he asked permission among those who had him in his boot camp to prepare him for a life of servanthood in the realm of a Babylonian eunuch, to serve alongside those around him. This monotheistic Jew, this faithful young man, pled for the opportunity to maintain a unique, strict diet while others would not eat that, and they granted it to him. And as a result, he and his friends, who chose the same route, came out better than all the rest put together. It's a wonderful story, but that's earlier. Now he's 80. Now, according to the last verse of the previous chapter, Darius, 62, takes the throne of the Medes and the Persians. Enough of ancient history. He realized that his kingdom is shot through with corruption. He's got a real problem on his hand. Now that he's king, there will be people who will steal from his treasury. There will be people who will lead to chaos in his kingdom. So he needs to delegate the authority, since he can't be everywhere at once in charge. So he chooses a group of people. That's what the first part of chapter 6 is about. Darius the Mede decided to divide the kingdom into 120 provinces. Now watch closely. This is organizational plan 101. So he divides this vast kingdom into 120 territories. He appoints a high officer to rule over each one of the provinces. That's smart. They'll be there. There'll be hands-on leadership. And I'll trust them to do what? The king chose Daniel and 2 others as administrators to supervise the high officers to protect the king's interest. You got the point? We're going to watch over each territory of the kingdom, and we're going to make sure that the monies are handled correctly. When taxes are paid, taxes are returned, and there is an accounting of the money so that it's carried out correctly. That's the king's desire. He realizes as he works with these individuals, one person stands head and shoulders above all the rest. His name is Daniel. See verse 3? He soon proved himself more capable than all the other administrators and high officers. Because he was handsome, had nothing to do with physical appearance. Because he made more money? Nope, we don't even read that they made any money. Because he was by nature attractive? Nope. Look at the reason. Because of Daniel's great ability, the king made plans to place him over the entire empire. We would call it like a role of prime minister over the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians. Darius would be king, that he would have, representing him and the others answering to him, Daniel, who had proven himself worthy of this position. Daniel is seasoned, experienced. He's been through one king after another. So along comes this king. And Daniel knows before it even gets underway that this kingdom will bring with it a majority opinion that is wrong and lacks integrity. Now, Darius realizes it as well and wants to protect his kingdom. And by the way, isn't it magnificent when people who have proven their character are placed into positions of authority? I love following individuals like that. And Daniel is one of those people. Now, what do you think of the other people thought of that? Oh, that's great. We are so thrilled. Daniel got promoted over us. Are you kidding? Get a life. Look at the next verse. The other administrators and high officers began searching for some fault in the way Daniel was handling government affairs, but they couldn't find anything to criticize or condemn. Why? Because he was faithful, always responsible, completely trustworthy. Put in the margin of your Bible, integrity. There it is. Look at the words always and completely. Remember the word completeness, wholeness. In fact, one of the definitions, if I go back there briefly, talked about having no veneer. If it's wood, it's solid wood. There's not a veneer of some other substance on top of that wood. It's solid all the way. When you have integrity, you're solid all the way through. Slice it at any point, it still comes out integrity. And they couldn't find any dirt on it. They hired 60 Minutes. They showed up with their cameras. They looked for places where he had been fudging, where he was maybe taking a little money on the side. Maybe he was in the files writing up his own future and giving himself special promotions and raises in salary. None of that. He was clean as a houndstooth. He's absolutely clean. That'll frustrate anyone looking for dirt, because they want to find some dirt. And then once they find it, that's what they hammer away at when they present your case to the one that's about to promote you. That's exactly what happens. But they couldn't find any dirt. So look at what was said. Verse 4. They began to search for some fault and they couldn't find anything. He was faithful and responsible and trustworthy. Verse 5. So they concluded, our only chance of finding grounds for accusation, for accusing Daniel, will be in connection with the rules of his religion. At this point, I get very sober. We are heading in that direction as a nation. You as a Christian can live as a Christian, but you before long let your convictions cut cross grain with the politically correct edicts that are passed down, and I will tell you, you got trouble in your future. So does this church that will not bend on points of character and ethics and integrity. The scriptures will be our guide first and foremost. I am no prophet. I simply read the scene in front of me, and I witness from what I read those pockets of individuals who are now marked out because they don't get in line with what is now the accepted procedure and expected of all organizations, especially those who are getting tax benefit. We're right in the middle of those crosshairs. So when you read about Daniel and the rules of his religion, this is nothing to yawn at. This is preview of coming attractions. It may not happen in my lifetime, though I rather think it will. Of course, I'm planning to live to be 150, so who knows what that's going to mean. But it may very well be true in your lifetime. So you better be preparing your children and your grandchildren with lives of integrity, or they'll fall right in line. And you can't prepare en masse. You can't get a whole city together and prepare the city. You prepare in your home, in your family, with your children, with your grandchildren. You drill it into them. You communicate it. Best of all, you model it. And then having modeled and communicated, you hold them accountable. That's why we have a generation that can kill without conscience or walk into a schoolroom with a heavy weapon loaded and other weapons on their shoulders and kill randomly children they don't even know, or watch slaughters on the streets of people the individual who is killing them doesn't even know. It's a breakdown of integrity, clear and clean and simple in front of our eyes. Daniel is living out the truth, and they can't find any fault except with his rules of religion. Now, remember, Darius has never read Daniel 6, okay? Darius really likes Daniel. He's going to promote him to be prime minister. He believes in Daniel. But these people who are around him, 122 in number, have come to Darius saying, we've got a plan. In fact, look at how they put it. Verse 6, so the administrators and the officers went to the king and said, long live King Darius. We are all in agreement. That's a lie. That's a lie. When you have integrity, you don't use the word all if it isn't all. You know who's missing? Daniel. They should have said all but one of us. But they wouldn't dare say that because they know what he thinks of Daniel. So they say all of us. We're all in agreement, King, that this is a plan you need to set in motion. When you read your Bible, pay attention to words like all, always, and never. Always look at those kind of words. And here's a case in point. We're all in agreement, O King, that you should set forth an edict. We administrators, officials, high officers, advisors, and governors, except one. They don't say it, but they know it. But when you don't have integrity, you overlook it. You rationalize around it. You excuse that lie. You say that the king should make a law that will strictly enforced. Give orders that the next 30 days, only you will be worshipped. You're the only one to whom everyone will pray, human or divine. You are the one. You are the one, O Majesty. And those who don't agree will be thrown into the den of lions. Maybe you never do that. We want you to throw them in a den of lions. That's, by the way, their kind of capital punishment. So he'll be tortured to death at the teeth and claws of lions. And the king sounds like a great idea to me. So King Darius signed the law, verse 10. When Daniel learned that the law had been signed, went home, knelt down, and he prayed 3 times a day, just as he had always done.
You're listening to Insight for Living. Our subject today is modeling integrity. To purchase CDs of the series Wise Counsel for Troubled Times, or to find downloadable audio files, go to insightworld.org/store. Well, it's no exaggeration to say that Daniel was a phenomenal young man. His tenacity and his strong convictions provide a wonderful model of integrity. And phenomenal is a word we've been using a lot at Insight for Living, because we see God accomplishing so many supernatural things through this ministry. It happens when God's people learn to think biblically. Chuck often says that when we think biblically, we're prone to act biblically. Chuck, you reinforced this matter in your letter to our listening family this month, and I was intrigued by the story you told about King Josiah, who took the throne when he was only 8 years old.
Right, just 8 years old, Dave, and his 31-year reign was nothing short of phenomenal. Today, I'm inviting you to be a part of something phenomenal, too. When he was only a teenager, Josiah began seeking the Lord in earnest. And in his 20s, think of it, the man began a campaign to rid his nation of idol worship and godless thinking. There's a touching moment in Josiah's story that unfolds in 2 Chronicles 34. You can read it for yourself. It was actually a turning point in his life, and it was a pivotal event for the people of Judah. While cleaning up the temple, the workers discovered the law of Moses. Josiah had never laid eyes on it before. Think of that. When they unrolled that scroll and read the law of Moses to Josiah, and when he realized that his nation Judah had been out of alignment with God's thinking, Josiah demonstrated his fear and sadness and passion by ripping his clothes in great remorse. That's the equivalent of breaking down in tears and repenting on one's knees before God. Now, here's what happened. Josiah's reverence for God's holiness, his commitment to thinking biblically, was used by God to ignite a radical reformation in the entire land of Judah. Yes, that's absolutely phenomenal. Let me draw the simple parallel for you. Our nation, our world, needs women and men like Josiah who think biblically and who in turn begin to act according to God's revealed word. What a difference that makes. That's what Insight for Living Ministries is all about, equipping listeners like you to read and then revere God's Word as the standard for life. Christians who think biblically are prepared to act biblically. We're at a critical juncture, and your donation this month will make all the difference right here at Insight for Living Ministries. We have embarked on a phenomenal mission to go into all 195 countries for the single purpose of fulfilling the Great Commission of Jesus. Will you be a part of something phenomenal today by making the most generous donation you can afford? Here's how you do it. You can pick up the phone or send a check in the mail, or if you prefer, you can give online. Let's work together to be a part of something absolutely phenomenal. Let's start doing that today.
All right, thank you, Chuck. We're asking God to move in the hearts of people like you to give above and beyond. Will you be a part of something phenomenal today by making the most generous donation you can offer? Here's the number to call. If you're listening in the United States, dial 1-800-772-8888. Or it might be quicker and more efficient to simply give online at insight.org. With your special contribution today, we're saying thanks by providing a remarkable book that comes highly recommended by Chuck. It's called The Little Red Book of Wisdom. The author originally penned this book to his children as a means for instilling the wisdom of the Proverbs in their lives. It's practical, it's fun to read, and it's another way to acquire skills at thinking biblically. This is one of those books you'll enjoy reading and then passing along to a grown-up son or daughter, perhaps a grandchild. When you give, request a copy of The Little Red Book of Wisdom. If you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888 or go online to insight.org. Again, that's insight.org. I'm Dave Spiker. Tomorrow, Chuck Swindoll continues this series, Wise Counsel for Troubled Times, here on Insight for Living.
The preceding message, Modeling Integrity, was copyrighted in 2013, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2017 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.